Well, there are two things for me when it comes to smoking, or the decision to smoke or whether or not to smoke. One was that when I did try it, it didn't do anything for me.
Right.
I didn't find any pleasure or enjoyment out of it. And the second thing is, there are so many public health campaigns. You see pictures of these dark black
In
lungs
Canada,
and ink. Yeah, yeah.
in Canada, you see, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm almost speaking directly to my Japanese students right now, but you would be just amazed if you went to Canada and saw what is considered tobacco advertising. It's not advertising to make you want to smoke. It is advertising to tell you that you are taking your life into your hands if you are smoking.
Yeah, well, it's legally, tobacco companies can't even advertise anymore.
That's right. That's
Yeah.
right. Yeah. I remember, I think I was about 18, 19, and it was big news, you know, like tobacco and alcohol. I think at the same time, there was a clamp put down on alcohol that you couldn't advertise on TV anymore.
Yeah.
And then eventually there was a new rule, both in America and Canada, where actors in TV shows couldn't smoke on TV anymore. I think that was the mid-80s. And eventually, just rules started getting tighter and tighter. They couldn't have billboards at major sporting events, and they couldn't advertise in magazines and all kinds of things.
It's interesting that there came to be a point where it was, I don't know if it was banned, but it became sort of anti-PC, anti-political correct, or anti-social to show actors smoking on TV. You used to see it all the time in old movies and TV programs, and then all of a sudden, you hardly seen it.
And that's what
Kind
makes like old 1940s movies so quaint. When you see
of.
Humphrey Bogart and everybody else just lighting up and, you know, with the breeze. And the directors of photography would actually use the cigarette smoke to make the actors look cool. It just looks really quaint and beyond old fashioned. It's like, oh God, you people are so ignorant.
But recently, I think I've seen smoking make a comeback in some
Really?
TV dramas or movies. Yeah,
Well,
because
in Japan?
no, it's in Hollywood. Well, Hollywood, American dramas and movies. Because after all, it's still part of real daily life.
It is.
It's there are people who still do it.
Well,
So.
one thing that I note, though, I agree with you now, I know what you're talking about, but for example, I'm recently watching the TV show Breaking Bad.
Oh, isn't
And
that
one of,
great?
that's a great TV show, and really recommend it. But the one person in there who smokes a lot, or the people who in it who smoke a lot,
Yeah.
generally tend to be classified under, quotation marks, bad guys, or people you wouldn't want to put up in front of a kid and say, that's a role model. The people who are kind of role models, if you think about it, don't smoke. All of the people who are kind of like off the beaten path, people who have obviously turned a bad corner in Breaking Bad, it's all of the bad guys, it's all of the cartel people, all of the drug dealers, even up Jesse Pinkman himself is a smoker. His junkie girlfriend was a smoker. So it's all of these anti-role models are smokers.
Was the Chicken King smoker?
No, see, that was part of his character. The Gus, the chicken guy, was completely clean cut, so completely, you know, non-smoking and you know, total businessman and everything. But Walter, non-smoking. His wife, his family, non-smoking. Hank carries a gun, but non-smoking, clean cut guy. Oh, look at all of the look, you know, Skinny Pete, Combo, Jesse Pinkman. All of them are smoking. Bad guys, right? So yeah, it's part of life, but I like the fact that it's not still held up to the kids. Like again, the example of old movies: Humphrey Bogart, Claude Rains, cool guys, good guys. Everybody smokes, you know?
True.
Right?
That's true.